This is WUWM at night, and Milwaukee's Miles Coyne is on the line with us tonight. Hey,
that's me.
That's him. Something he was part of a brainchild to last year opens for its second run tomorrow. That's Breadfest. Miles, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
So
antsy for the start.
Oh yeah, I bet it's so close now. You know, last year you and your friends went through this whole birthing process to bring this thing to life for the first Breadfest, and this year you went bigger, the number of artists and the length of the fest. And I guess my first question to you is, how hard was it this year to pull everything together as compared to last year?
There definitely was, you know, a lot of running around and trying to get things together, but I found it really easy. You know, Milwaukee has a lot of people who play in bands, and, you know, I know a lot of the venues in town, so even though there was a large chunk to buy from, it wasn't too hard. We had a few months, you know, kind of advanced, but, you know, most of the bands were really into the idea of playing, and a lot of the venues around River West were familiar with last year, so they were excited to kind of be a part of making it bigger. So I found it easy because a lot of people were cooperating and really into the idea.
And I think you have a better choice of dates this year. Didn't you schedule, like, during the middle of Summerfest last year?
Yeah, last year we sort of, as our first start, we sort of kind of did the idea of doing the festival as sort of an alternative to some of the bigger things, but not like as a negative thing, more just kind of because at the time a lot of people weren't opening their businesses or doing venues, or they weren't doing shows around the time of Summerfest, and I knew there were a lot of bands that were still doing stuff. So last year we did focus on that. We didn't want any negative vibes or anything to kind of float around. We didn't want people to think that we were anti-Summerfest in any way. So this year we just, you know, we moved the dates to be more, a little more friendly. For example, we're doing, you know, our Saturday show is during Center Street Days, but our shows are free that day. So even though we have something going on at the same time as another festival, it's more meant to be just a part of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I was going to say that your focus is, getting back to the Summerfest thing, your focus here is it's completely local music.
Yeah, trying to showcase a lot of the awesomer bands from Milwaukee, the kind of building bills with bands that they wouldn't normally play with. Not to say that they're misbilled or anything, but just exciting bills you wouldn't get a chance to normally see.
Yeah. Now, you and I share kind of this common goal, and that is to encourage people to get out there and go to shows and support the local musicians who, as I often say, you know, every weekend they're out there working their butts off. But with festivals, especially during, you know, this 90-day period or so that we call summer around here, are we getting close to a saturation point with summer festivals? Are there too many events going on for us to be able to take as much in as we can?
I don't think so. I don't think there could ever be enough. I think, if anything, though there are a ton of events, I mean, really it's just trying to get people to come to shows and stuff. To me, I feel like having a multitude of events, so there is a lot competing. I think it builds a better, you know, community where there's more opportunity for people to go do stuff. I'd rather have a choice of going to three. Like if I looked at my phone and what's going on tonight, and I saw there were three really cool shows, I would love that because I could show hop. I could jump around and see a lot of stuff. It would suck if it was just one cool show
Now and then. That's true.
I find it refreshing that there's so much going on.
Now, the music focus for this year, it looks to be a whole lot more diverse than it was last year. Am I getting that right?
Yeah, totally. When we did the first year, we sort of focused mainly around sort of punk music, post-hardcore music, a lot of the louder, screamy kind of things. And this year, we wanted to, since it was our second year, we were trying to get, you know, more exposure with people knowing we're doing stuff. We wanted to kind of spread out more, so we did more of the genres. There's like the hip-hop show. It's kind of an Americana show at Linneman's. you know, the one in the park, there's a free show in the park, but that has a ton of different genres. So, yeah, there was a definite move to sort of bring in multiple friends as opposed to just the screamy kids. Not that we don't have, I mean, we have tons of screamy kids as well playing the festival. But just because, you know, a lot of people kind of have a perception on DIY, do-it-yourself community, like the punk scene. They kind of think that that's all just loud, screaming music, you know, but there's a ton of house shows that happen, you know, with just acoustic people or solo acts or smaller things. So having a multitude of different genres shows that it's not just, it's always like punk kids on a bike.
Exactly.
You know, there's other people who make music too.
I mean, that scene has a very loyal core audience, but at the same time, it scares a lot of people away too. But you do have a cool idea out there, Miles, and that is putting a sampler of the tracks of the bands that are going to be playing at the festival, so you can check in ahead of time and say, well, I never heard of, you know, this Joe Slobotnik band. Let's check out and see what they sound like. I think that's a really cool idea.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that. We were just trying to do something fun. I mean, you know, it only has, you know, 1/4 of the bands that are on the stand for. I wish that we could have done more, but we wanted to do it so we could have physical CDs to give away.
Yeah.
People who come to the shows and stuff. But yeah, you know, it was a fun chance. You know, I like making mixtapes at home, you know, on a cassette tape for the car. So that kind of, you know, with Breadfest, we're just trying to do stuff that we normally do, things that we like about music. So when you do a sample, to me, that's just doing a mixtape. It just happens to be like a digital version. It was fun getting to put, you know, a lot of random songs together and sort of like a summer playlist.
Do you feel like you're doing something different with Breadfest?
I mean, I try to do different things in the sense where, like, some of the shows that we're doing that are really cool are free. So I will say that one thing that we tried to do is we really wanted to promote that music is fun and it's fun going to shows.
Yes.
And really trying to encourage, you know, at the heart of this, we're just, you know, trying to encourage people to go to shows and be a part of, you know, band culture. Not to just go to see a big famous band, but to go to take the time to look into, you know, some of the smaller artists who might be just as good. You know, if people go to a merch table and they buy a band's tape after a show, I would be, that, you know, if they didn't normally buy a tape, That's kind of what our fest is aimed at, sort of inviting people.
And I think also you're spread out a bit more this year. You have the free shows at Gordon Park, and then it's at, like you said, you mentioned Linneman's, and there's shows at Stonefly and Jazz Oasis and other places too. So you're kind of spread out.
Totally. There's a multitude of, you know, like bars you mentioned, as well as some all-ages spaces like Jackpot Gallery, the Jazz Gallery.
Yeah.
You know, Bremen Cafe, that's a bar that's 21 plus, but it's a free show. So there is a multitude of multiple venues, but kind of all sorts of venues you could have. Like a park. We have a show in a park, which I'm most excited for.
Cool. Well, Miles, good luck with Breadfest Volume 2. Wish you all the luck in the world, and hopefully, you know, by the time it's all over, you're not too completely exhausted.
Oh, I won't be. Don't worry about me.
All right. Good luck, and thank you.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye now.